Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so get ready, because this deep dive is going to be a wild one.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going deep into, a neighbor situation.
Oh, okay.
From a listener letter. And let me tell you, it goes way beyond, like, just your typical apartment noise complaint.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking next level.
Mm-hmm.
So get ready to analyze some seriously weird behavior.
Okay.
We're going to try to figure out what's going on with this neighbor, you know, like what's going on in their head. And along the way, maybe we'll all learn a little something about, you know, surviving shared living spaces.
I like it.
Right. Okay. So the listener starts by setting the scene. Pretty standard apartment building.
Okay.
You know, where you expect a little bit of noise to carry, right?
Uh-huh.
They even say they're used to it, like they're not super sensitive to the usual apartment, you know, sounds.
Right. So that kind of sets a baseline, you know, helps us understand how bad this is. It's got to be pretty bad if they're writing in.
Oh, it gets bad. Okay, so red flag number one. The neighbor's TV. And we're not talking just like, you know, a little background noise. This thing is so loud, it makes the walls vibrate.
Whoa.
The letter says, the walls vibrate.
I mean, I've had some loud neighbors, but
right.
Nothing like that.
I mean, can you even imagine, like, trying to sleep or read a book?
Mm.
With that going on,
mm-hmm.
It'd be impossible. And it gets worse.
Mm-hmm.
The letter writer then describes how the neighbor slams cabinets.
Yeah.
Like, with incredible force. Like, they're angry.
Mm.
It's not just the volume, right? It's the aggression of it.
Right. Like, why are they slamming?
Exactly. And the letter writer was definitely losing sleep. Like, they even mentioned going to work after only 2 hours of sleep because of this.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. I would not be functional.
I'd be a zombie.
Total zombie. Now, I think a lot of us, maybe you, maybe me.
Oh, yeah.
Would have probably just gone and knocked on the door by this point.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Don't be like, hey.
Yeah.
Keep it down. But our letter writer decided to go a different route. They called building management.
Okay. Makes sense.
Right. Like hoping someone else will handle it.
Yeah.
But that didn't really work. Surprise, surprise.
Oh.
The noise continued. And it actually escalated to the point where, get this, the downstairs neighbors started complaining too. So eventually the police got involved.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it was that bad, huh?
It was that bad. And it gets even weirder. The letter writer overheard the police officer giving the neighbor, like, very specific instructions.
Really?
About, like, appropriate TV volume.
Yeah,
like, for okay. An apartment, you know.
Like what? Turn it down to a 5?
Like, recommending a level? Yeah. And I don't know. I found that so strange and kind of sad.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of funny.
It is funny.
But also, like, come on. You need the police to tell you.
I know. You would think that would be enough, right? A visit from the cops?
Right.
But guess what?
What?
The TV was back up within an hour.
No way.
An hour. The letter writer said an hour.
So they just didn't care?
Nope. Talk about no respect for authority or, you know, just common courtesy.
For real.
Okay. And if you thought the noise was bad, hold on to your hat because it takes another turn. This time, it's trash.
Trash.
Yeah. The neighbor starts leaving trash in the hallway.
Like what kind of trash?
Like old food.
Yeah.
Fast food containers, just gross stuff.
Ooh.
Right.
That's nasty.
And so now the letter writer, they're dealing with the noise and now they're dealing with this.
Right.
And they said they started to question if they were the problem.
Oh, no, the self-doubt.
Yeah. Damn. Like, am I crazy for being bothered by this?
Yeah.
But then things get even more intense. Like, hold on tight.
Okay, so the letter writer, they're already on edge, right?
Yeah.
From the noise and the trash. And then one night, bam, they're jolted awake by, like, a huge crash.
Oh, God.
Followed by, like, pounding on the walls and screaming. I mean, can you imagine?
That's terrifying. Like, what do you even do?
Right. Like, do you call the cops again? Do you hide?
I don't know.
It's scary stuff. And here's the really creepy part. After all that, after the crashing and the screaming, the neighbor starts laughing.
Oh, no.
The letter writer says it was like this creepy, skin-crawling laughter.
Okay, that's just not right.
Right. Like, laughter is usually, you know, a good thing.
Yeah.
But this is just wrong.
It's like they're enjoying it.
Yeah, like they're getting off on it.
Which makes you wonder, like, what's going on in their head?
Exactly. It's like, what's their motivation?
Well, and it gets weirder. Hold on. It doesn't stop there. Now the letter writer sees the neighbor throwing trash out their window, like onto the sidewalk.
No way.
Yeah, it's like they're just, I don't know, trying to push everyone's buttons.
It's like they want to get a reaction.
Maybe.
Like they're testing people.
Yeah. And then, and this is the part that really got me, the next day, the neighbor sees the letter writer in the hallway.
Hmm.
And they just smile. Like, everything's normal.
Yeah.
Like, nothing happened.
That's so creepy.
I know. So, okay, this is where I need your expert opinion.
Wait, lay it on me.
What is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Is this intentional? Is there like a mental health issue we should be thinking about?
No.
Or is this person just completely oblivious?
Okay, so full disclaimer, I can't diagnose anyone, obviously.
Of course.
But just based on this letter, there are a few things that come to mind.
Okay.
One possibility is, yeah, maybe there is a mental health issue going on.
Okay, like what?
Well, there are certain disorders, personality disorders that can, you know, cause people to act in ways that are disruptive, that just disregard like social norms.
Right.
So that's one possibility.
Okay. What else?
Well, it could be something less severe, like maybe they just lack social skills.
Okay.
You know, like maybe they never learned how to, you know, act appropriately in a shared living situation.
Right.
So it's hard to say for sure.
So we have all this weird behavior, but we don't really know why. And I think that's part of what makes this so unsettling for the letter writer.
Totally. The unknown is always scarier.
Right. And, you know, this whole story really makes you think about, like, how we all have to live together.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's an apartment building or a dorm or whatever.
Shared spaces.
Yeah. And how important it is to be considerate of the people around us.
Absolutely. It's all about respect, you know?
Right. And communication.
Yeah, communication is key.
So let's talk about noise. Like, how does all this noise, all this, you know, chaos actually affect us?
Oh, it's a big deal.
Right.
Like, constant noise can really mess with your mental and physical health.
Like how?
Well, think about it. You're trying to sleep, and there's all this racket going on, or you're trying to focus on work, and there's, you know, someone blasting music. It's stressful.
Oh, yeah. Super stressful.
It can mess with your sleep, make it harder to concentrate, even make you more anxious and irritable.
Yeah, for sure. It's like this feeling of, like, invasion.
Totally. Like, your space is being violated.
Mm.
And you can't do anything about it.
Exactly. So you're dealing with the noise, the trash, the outburst, the creepy laughter, the whole thing. It really does sound like a nightmare.
It does. And it highlights, you know, how these things can build on each other.
Right.
Like, one annoying thing can be manageable.
Yeah.
But when you pile them on, it becomes this, like, toxic environment.
And that's when it starts to affect your well-being.
Exactly.
So what can we learn from all this? Like, even if we don't have a neighbor who's, you know, throwing trash out the window.
Right. Well, I think it's about awareness.
Okay.
Like, being aware of how our actions affect others, even small things.
Right.
And being aware of how, you know, our environment, like noise, can actually impact our mental health.
So be a good neighbor.
Basically, yeah. Be mindful, be respectful. And don't underestimate how much your surroundings can affect you.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Yeah.
But let's be real. What do you do when you're actually in this situation? Like, what if you have a neighbor like this? What advice would you give our listeners?
It's tough, right?
Yeah.
There's no easy answer. Every situation is different.
Right.
But I think the first thing is you have to acknowledge how it's affecting you. Like, don't just brush it off.
Right. Don't just be like, oh, they're just quirky.
Exactly. Because it can really wear you down.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it can affect your sleep, your mood, your concentration.
Everything.
Yeah. So it's important to, like, validate your own experience. If you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling anxious, it's okay to feel that way.
Don't gaslight yourself.
Right.
So you've acknowledged it. Now what? What do you actually do?
Well, there are a few options.
Okay.
And again, it really depends on, you know, the situation. Like, how bad is it? Do you feel safe?
Right.
But one thing you could try is talking to the neighbor.
Directly.
Yeah. I mean, if you feel safe doing so.
Oh.
Sometimes just having a conversation, you know, expressing your concerns can actually help.
Yeah. Maybe they just don't realize.
Right. Maybe they're just completely oblivious.
What if talking doesn't work?
Well, then it's important to start documenting things.
Okay.
Like, keep a record of the incidents, dates, times, what happened.
Like a little log.
Exactly. That way, if you need to get building management involved, or even the police again, you have, like, evidence.
Right, like a paper trail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, even then, it's not always easy.
Right. Building management can be not always helpful.
Exactly. And even the police, they can only do so much.
So what do you do? Like, what if you feel like you're just stuck?
Well, that's when it's important to find ways to cope.
Okay.
Like, noise-canceling headphones can be a lifesaver.
Seriously.
Or even earplugs. Just something to block out the noise.
Right. Create your own little bubble.
Exactly. And, you know, things like meditation, mindfulness, even just spending time in nature, those can all help with stress.
Yeah. Self-care is important.
Big time. And remember, you're not alone. Like, so many people deal with difficult neighbors.
More than you think.
Yeah, it's surprisingly common. So don't be afraid to reach out for support. Talk to friends, family, maybe even a therapist. There are resources out there to help.
Well, I think this has been enlightening.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe a little bit scary.
Yeah. I mean, some of these neighbor stories.
I know.
That can be pretty wild.
But hopefully our listeners, you know, they've learned something. And maybe they feel a little bit more prepared, you know, if they ever find themselves in a similar situation.
Exactly. Knowledge is power, right?
Right. So to everyone listening, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of nightmare neighbors. And remember, you deserve to feel safe and at peace in your own home. So if you're dealing with something like this, don't be afraid to reach out for help. And until next time, stay aware, stay informed, and maybe invest in some good earplugs.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.